to warn us. In Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, Jesus says, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." That's intense. But that's also a wake-up call. Hell is real, and Jesus doesn't want us to go there. You see, God isn't some cosmic bully eager to punish people. He is love itself, as from John, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8. And his desire is for everyone to be saved. Just like he has said in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. You see, hell exists because God is also just. If he ignored sin, he wouldn't be a righteous judge. Imagine a courtroom where every criminal just walked free. Would that be justice? Of course not. God must deal with sin, but he also offers a way out. And the way out is Jesus. Jesus took the punishment we deserved. The cross was not just about suffering. It was about justice and mercy meeting in the most powerful ways possible. Think about it. If someone paid your fine in court, in the court of law, you would be free to go, right? That's exactly what Jesus did for us. Hell is real, but salvation through Christ is even more real and available to all who believe. This is not just a theological concept. It's a reality with eternal consequences. Many people choose to ignore the warnings about hell, thinking they have time to figure things out later. But the truth is, we don't know how much time we have. That's why today is a day of salvation. As from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. So today, reflect on the seriousness of sin and the incredible gift of salvation. Hell is real, but so is God's love. He has made a way through Christ. Will you walk in it? Please pray with me if you are going to walk on that way now. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me enough to tell me the truth. Help me understand the reality of eternity and grow closer to you. Amen. Thank you so much, Jesus. And thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen out there, for listening. I love you so much. Thank you so much for loving MPC on Anchacho MPC Radio. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. May the good Lord bless you abundantly. And may he keep rewarding you with more and 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 more.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
There is a new wave coming. It has already started sweeping. The new wave has already started sweeping. We have a new wave of hosts. A new wave of hosts going to be here running the show every day, running the show. And I'm so excited to give these guys to you. Thank you very much for listening to MPC Online Church. And in the meantime, please allow me to give you a very short break. I'll be right back because I'm still going. I would love to do this with you like all day long. So please, if you may, just stay here with us. We love you. to MPC Online Church. My name is Isaac Katerieva, and this is a devotional on how to overcome lust. First, we begin from the Bible. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 30, it's a teaching about adultery. You have heard the commandment that says, you must not commit adultery. But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. That is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 to 30. And in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 to 19, living by the Spirit's power. Verse 16, so I say, let the Holy Spirit guide you in your life. Then you won't be doing what your sinful nature craves. The sinful nature wants to do evil, which is just the opposite of what the Spirit wants. And the Spirit gives us desires that are opposite of what the sinful nature desires. These two forces are constantly fighting each other. So you are not free to carry out your good intentions. But when you are directed by the Spirit, you are not under obligation to the law of Moses. When you follow the desires of your sinful nature, the results are very clear. Sexual immorality, impurity, lustful pleasures. And in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 16, he tells us not to love this world. Verse 15, do not love this world, nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements and possessions. These are not from the Father, but are from this world. Let us have a heart-to-heart about lust now, shall we? Have you ever felt a sneaky urge called lust? You know, when you catch yourself checking someone out a bit too much, or too long, or daydreaming about something you shouldn't be dreaming about. It's like a hunger that's that small but can snowball into something that totally takes over if we're not careful. Unfortunately, lust isn't just a passing thought. It's this thing that messes with us and can cause serious damage to the people around us too. Jesus had some pretty intense words about lust, right? He basically said that even letting our minds wander into lustful territory is like cheating on our partners in our hearts. Yeah, heavy stuff. It's not just about actions. It's about what's going on inside us. Paul jumps in too. He talks about this constant battle between what our flesh wants and the Spirit nudges us towards what it wants. It's like a wrestling match going on inside us. The struggle is real. Lust tugs at us, but we have a choice. Spirit or flesh? But wait, there is more. John, in one of his letters, breaks it down even further. He talks about not one, not two, but three main entry points for temptation. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. It's like he's saying, hey, watch out for these traps. So when we are talking about lust, it's not just about physical desires. It's also about craving stuff and chasing after status. It's like a whole buffet of temptations out there. Today, let's take a moment to reflect on where we stand with lust. It's not about beating ourselves up for having those thoughts or desires. We're all human, right? But it's about being real with ourselves and making the choice to turn away from those temptations. Let's lean into God's grace and ask the Holy Spirit to give us the strength to navigate through this messy stuff. And remember, we are not alone in this. We have got each other, and most importantly, we have got God by our side. So let's lean into that and take another step towards living lives of purity and freedom. Now tell me, what are some common triggers or situations that lead to you struggling with lustful thoughts or desires? That is the first question. Question number two, how can you proactively guard your mind against the influence of lust in today's culture? Have you been honest with yourself about the consequences of indulging in lust, both for yourself and for those around you? What steps can you take to cultivate a heart and mind that are pure and pleasing to God? And the very last question before we pray, are you willing to seek accountability and support in your battle against lust, or do you try to face it alone? You can get back to us on WhatsApp on 076-333-9917. Or you can find us on Grow Faith on the app. You can look for me, Isaac Atereba, you'll find me. And you can listen in on mpcproductions.com and isaacatereba.com. And let's pray in the meantime. Father Lord, help me to understand the true nature of lust and its consequences. Give me the strength to guard my heart and mind against this allure and pursue purity in thought and action. Lead me to trustworthy accountability partners who will support me in this journey and fill me with your spirit to walk in victory over the temptations that come my way. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to MPC Online Church. We are power of faith. We are the power of your faith. We love you so much. And the devotions are brought to you by the Grow Faith app. It's already available on Google Play Store. Already available. And you can download the app as well. Get inspired along with us, because we are getting inspired. We are being reminded of everything that the Lord does for us, everything that the Lord promised us. We be reminded every day of our lives. Join us. Join us and be reminded. The NSVS battles just ended, and there is so much in the air. The air is so tense. The air is so tense. The air is so tense, I repeat, ladies and gentlemen. The air is very tense. Thoughts echoing from acre, corner to corner. People talking about how they think they were cheated. Oh my goodness. It is so much happening. But the Lord knows what exactly happened. Only God knows exactly what happened. Because He's faithful, I mean. He knows it all. So let's leave everything in His hands. And I am hoping that these young people have been there before. I've been there before. But I'm hoping that these young people just learn to live away from that stress, that self-stress they're always putting on themselves. But all in all, I'd like to thank everyone that showed up, the OBs and OGs, the alumni of NSVS, and I'm going second vocational school. Thank you so much for showing up yesterday. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for your contribution. Much appreciated. We love you very much. We love you so much. And we shall forever, ever and ever be thinking about you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please allow me. We are 46 minutes into the 9:11 a.m. show in the morning. And allow me to first leave you guys for now and get ready to come back and give you some nice music. I'm going to be mixing some nice music today. I'm in the mood of DJing, so I'm going to give Koyu some nice vibes, and then we shall be right back with some more talk. And then stay tuned as well for more devotions, because devotions are still coming and coming and coming and coming. They are still coming your way. My name is Isaac Kathariba. I love you so much. Bye bye for now. I love you very, very much. Please don't go away. Don't forget to download the Grow app, and don't forget to be on MPC Online Church waiting for the devotions. We love you very much. Jesus loves you. We are power of faith.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church. We are power of faith. Listening to MPC Online Church. you for listening to MPC Online Church. Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church. We are Power of Faith. Thank you. your faith. Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
I call you maker. You give life an eternal spark. I call you healer. You can mend any broken heart. I call you faithful father. You finish everything you start. My soul was made to respond. I call you maker, you give life an eternal spark, I call you healer, you can mend any broken heart, I call you faithful father, you finish everything you start, my soul was made to respond. I know you're by a thousand names, and you deserve every single one, you've given me a million. To be a
beyond what I could ever dream. Your grace is patient. You're never giving up on me. I call you bondage breaker.
Numb to the thought of love, and so I chose to run. But Yah called me home, and so His will be done. There's hope for tomorrow with Him. There's joy.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church. Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
Walk away. You gotta hold on. Oh, don't you ever let go. I pray say go, and I'm okay if you say no, but I don't trust your plan, even if I really don't understand. But I know I'm winning, yeah, cause I know you're with me. Hey, I just need you to show me, cause you're the only one who really knows me.
That nice Jesus music, so nice and slow. This one is called In His Hands. Just Eric and Marie Clara. Enjoy.
In your hands, Lord, I can
breathe. Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
Doesn't matter what I'm going through, I can go on just because of you. Blessings come down from above, ones I know is will be done. And I can hear you call me, all in His hands I feel like I am. Oh,
Jericho fall. Let out a shout as we watching Jericho fall. Let out a shout as we watching Jericho fall. Yeah. Up against the wall I had no propose to fall back. I would tell myself this pain won't last. I'm grateful that it's part of my past. New beginnings for me. Strengthen and encourage me whenever I am going through anything. You remind me who I got is bigger than anything. Yeah, yeah, bigger than anything. Lord, you're worthy of all good, all good.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online.
church.
I know I got issues. Someone told me that it's mental. Things don't happen unless it's mental. I know I got issues. You don't miss me, baby. And you drive me crazy. Phone on D&D. But you on IG. You ignore my calls. Don't pick up at all. You're not the same no more. Left my heart on the floor. You let a good one go. It still hurts me to know. You barely know her name. I know it's not the same. You should stop on me. Got no love for me, nah. Thought we was on the same page. Guess not, had to go ahead, switch lanes. Someone told me that it's mental. Things don't happen unless it's mental. I know I got issues, issues. Someone told me that it's mental. Things don't happen unless it's mental. I know I got issues, issues. And I feel secure. I found a remedy. And my heart is telling me that I
wanna know you and me. I just wanna know you and me.
We are my faith.
Listening to MPC Online Church.
Lord, I'm tired of running. Running and frowning circles. I love how you pull me close. Close to your side like never before. And I'm sure that I'll never find a love like yours. I'm feeling covered and I feel secure. I found a remedy. My heart is telling me that I
don't wanna go.
Don't wanna go. No, no.
If you won't go with me, I need to know.
I need to know.
Lord, will you be there for me when it's all over? Draw me closer into your arms, yeah. I just wanna know you're with me.
Thank you for listening to MPC Online Church.
Life can be such a struggle, not knowing what to expect or what's coming next. But I'm anticipating something better than before. Life can be such a struggle. Each day not knowing what to expect or what's coming next. But I'm anticipating something better than before. You'll catch me waiting, I'll be walking through that door. Cause getting over all that situation.
Now, but in you,
thank you for listening to NPC Online Church.
You're my covering. My sinful nature, haunted by my insecurities, it's so heavenly how you set me free. Giving you the glory comes so naturally. Father, to bless your name. Ooh. Father, to give you praise.
We are Power of Faith.
Father, to bless your name. Father, to give you praise.
Listening to NPC Online Church.